Hey everyone, it's Sarah Lucille here, Director of Student Services here at the Institute for the Psychology of Eating. We are here in the Art and Science of Food and Body Coaching Online Summit. And I am joined today by someone that I admire and love very much and has had an impact on me personally and our community, and that is Melanie. She owns Vertical Fusion Studio and she teaches a lot of people to get into their bodies in a very unique, special way through pole dancing. There are aerial classes, and we're going to talk about that today and how something that may not necessarily seem like what you would do to heal around anything really, self-confidence, self-love, body image, food, can come through methods such as dance and pole and movement and anything that it comes up for you in those studios. I'd say the studio is my therapy after work. So it's a pretty special place. I'm excited to talk with you, Melanie. Thank you for doing this. And it would be so great to hear your introduction and tell us a little bit about yourself and what you do.
Great. Thank you. My name is Melanie. And as Sarah said, I own Vertical Fusion Studio in Boulder. And I started the studio, it's been almost 8 years now. And I started it because I took a class and I really loved it. And I have always loved dance. And I just thought this is a really unique way to get fit. And honestly, I was just looking for a different fitness program. So I was kind of bored and stuff. At the time, I was a mother of four, and it was kind of hard to get to the one studio that was about an hour away from where I lived. So I took a couple classes, but I couldn't stop thinking about it. I was working in corporate at the time, and things just fell into place, honestly. Long story short, I took a severance package. They were doing layoffs, and I just felt like it was a sign from the universe that maybe I was supposed to do something with that opportunity. And so I opened a studio with very little experience, admittedly, but I was just so enamored by it. I felt so convicted that I just felt like this needed to happen and had faith that things would fall into place. And they did. I was able to meet someone who I trained with one-on-one to get the skills to teach pole. So everything started just out of this focus for like a new fitness program and wanting to share that with other people. And now that I've been doing it, and actually just, you know, a year or so in, I realized that it was something way more than just a way to get fit. I started to notice a change in myself and a change in all of my students. And it was just, I just felt like the importance of what I was developing became very clear to me. So before that I worked for corporate. I hated it. I felt like I was not doing with my life what I was supposed to be doing. And like I said, I was a mother of four, and life was very busy at that time. And so now the kids are kind of grown and I can focus a little bit more on my business, and it is truly like my passion. I love it so much. I feel like it is having a huge impact.
Wow. There's so many amazing things about everything that you just shared. One being holy courageous woman, like to start something and be like, I'm going to create a studio. Like, I want it to be closer. I'm going to do this myself. That is a big leap. And one thing I was thinking about, we have a lot of people that come into coaching because they have that hunger to like do something they're passionate about and to help people in, and a lot of them are coming out of corporate too. So that's a very familiar story. And I'd say one common self-doubt that comes up is that, like, am I good enough for this? Who do I think I am thinking I can do this? Did you experience any of that? And if so, what did you do to help yourself through all of that self-doubt?
Oh my goodness. Well, I think there are a few factors. One is I was surrounded by amazing people supporting me. So my daughter was a teenager at the time, and you know, I remember talking to her and asking her, like, am I crazy? Like, does this sound just crazy? What do you think? And she's like, no, you should totally do it. You should totally do it. And that was huge for me because I wasn't sure. I was so pole dancing was so taboo back then. Not to the degree that it is now, like really taboo. And so for my daughter to be like, yeah, do this, at an age where they're usually embarrassed of their parents, you know, that was pretty awesome to just like have her endorsement. And my husband honestly was, you know, at the time he was watching me create emotionally, mentally, physically, in my corporate job. And I think that was a huge catalyst for him to really get behind it. Plus he just really loves me and adores me and believes in me. So that was huge. Like that really, really, I think, could have changed things if he didn't quite see the vision that I had. And then secondly, I was in a place where I was really, going through some transformation myself, and it felt imperative to me that I take that next step. It really felt, it's really hard to explain, but like on a spiritual level, it just felt like it had to happen. And I was going through the transformation of like, you know, really believing in myself. And it just felt like a step that needed to take place.
Wow.
It's hard to explain. It was a very spiritual thing for me.
Yeah. Oh, I so get that. And it, like you had a community of people behind you. And that's, I think that part, we forget to lean on the people in our lives. Like we don't have to do this alone. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. Thank you for sharing that. Yeah. What was, you know, your own journey with this work as far as like where you were before when you stepped into the like, okay, this first, like I'm going to be a student of pole dancing and then transitioning into I'm going to be a leader and a teacher of pole dancing.
Yeah. So one thing I should mention is I spent about 14 years in an abusive marriage, and it really, really changed like who I was and my path during that period in my life. And I remember when I finally left, it was this moment, again, a very spiritual moment of like, my life is destined to be more than this. Like I just knew like there was something else for me. I knew I needed to get out of the marriage. I knew my kids needed to get out. And so I would say that kind of started my pathway to realizing that I had this greater life purpose. And long story short, I did get out of the marriage and I met my husband who I'm married to now. And like I said, I was still in corporate. Then when I made the switch over and was like really thinking about, can I do this? Should I do this? It was, of course, there are a lot of factors you think like financially, can I do this? Emotionally, can I do this? Do I have the time to do this? And those were definitely factors, but fortunately, they were little voices. The screaming voice was people need this in their life. Like it was a very powerful and very convicted voice in my head that just kept saying, you have to do this, not just for yourself, but like, you need to share this. People need this in their life. So yeah. That was really the catalyst for me to just take that step. It's really hard to explain because I feel like people, a lot of times when they're making big choices like this in their life, it is a lot of like, you know, do I do this? Or, you know, no, maybe I should wait, or, you know, the time's not right. I mean, there's so much doubt. And there was so much conviction in the process for me. Like there was no question. Like I just had to figure out how to do it.
Mm, yeah. And it's so true. People so need it. And it's like, you don't even know you need it until you're there. <That's> like, true. You know, you have someone who's like, oh, you should try this, go to an intro class. And then, oh my God, like this is what I needed. Yeah. One, you know, question is that comes up, you know, is the like journey as a teacher in any role, because we have perceptions of leaders and teachers as being all-knowing or like having always been good at the thing that they're teaching. And of course, like I'll go to a class and like, damn, Melanie can like hold that position and talk to us upside down. And like, how is her skin not falling off? And like all of the things of like, you start to see your teachers as having always been there. And it can really help to understand that journey of getting to know your craft and under like what it was like for you learning, especially starting at the beginning and then getting to where you are now, emotionally, you know, what came up for you? When did you experience like your own, I feel like, especially in pole dancing, I'll put more context because I'm asking this like a total Gemini. So, there are times where people will ask, you know, what is it about pole dancing? And there's always that class where you see yourself doing something that just a couple weeks ago you thought was off the table for you. And there's something very affirming about that. I'm, you know, what was it like for you getting better and better and better? And how, you know, would you help someone in the beginning of their like experience of learning anything, but especially something as challenging as this, where they're experiencing a lot of that, like everyone else in class is so much further along than me, I'll never get there.
Yeah. So to answer your question, for me, I had the added, I guess, perceived challenge of being an older person. I didn't get into pole until my late 30s. And I think that was also one of the things that attracted me to pole was that you could, like, it wasn't like gymnastics where you have to be doing it since you were four, you know, to excel and be good at it. With pole dancing, I was witnessing a lot of adults getting into it as an adult and excelling and, you know, getting really good at it. And so I believed that there was the possibility that I could, but still I was like, I'm in my late 30s, I don't know if this is going to be okay for my body. And I will say like some things did come naturally because I've always loved dance. And even though I didn't train professionally as a dancer, it was in my body. Even if it were just through the visual transfer, you know, like watching it and loving it and emulating it. And I did do that as a child. Like I emulated it all the time. I danced all the time. And so some of it did come naturally to me, but it was still, and still is, the hardest thing I've ever done physically with my body. But what I found was that it's not like getting on a treadmill or joining a boot camp class where when you feel like you've had enough, you can kind of like tap out, you know, like you can turn the treadmill to walk, or you can just call it a day, you know. With pole dancing, what I found was you have to keep going. Once you start doing aerial things, you can't just be like, you know, okay, I'm done and tap out. Like you'll get hurt. Like there is a very, you know, methodical way to get in and out of these moves. And because there, it is kind of an extreme activity, you do constantly have to be listening to your body, and checking in, because you can get injured pretty easily if you're not in tune with your body. And so because you have to be so present, I feel like there is, there is this tendency to push through or push past. On top of that, with pole, there's a lot of conditioning, not just strength wise, but your skin has to condition. Sometimes people get slippery because they sweat. And so the better in shape you are, the less you're going to sweat. So all of these things are factors for longevity. So if you decide that you're going to take a little break, you kind of have to start over. And sometimes that is motivation enough to be like, I'm not taking a break. Like I'm going to push past, you know, whatever this plateau is that I'm experiencing right now. So I definitely experienced that sort of thing. And those are all like more physical factors. On an emotional level though, or like a mental level, I've never done anything so difficult in my life. I mean, the sense of accomplishment was huge. And I felt the change that it was creating in me. I have struggled with eating disorders all my life. And that was a really big thing that was changing. I could feel it changing, that it was much less about what I saw in the mirror and more about the incredible things I was watching my body do in the mirror. It wasn't about like, oh, you know, I have a muffin top, or, oh God, my legs look fat today. It wasn't like, that wasn't even a factor. I was like watching myself in the mirror doing these crazy things. And I'm like, that's me. And that definitely was like the, probably one of the biggest motivating factors for me, was like seeing my body in this new light. It was huge.
Yeah. We were talking about that recently, how you can always tell when someone is coming in for the first time, especially by what they're wearing. Everyone else is like, there's this progression of losing clothes through your journey. And it's such a beautiful way though, where a lot of people are surprised when I share this, because there's this perception of pole dancing, if you're on the outside, of like, it's only about looking a certain way, being sexy for others. And it's such the opposite. Once, I mean, it can be whatever it is for you, but it really feels like it is for you when you're in that studio or on stage, or, and you create that for so many people. And I see it happen. Like, I see people come in for the first time, and I remember myself being there for the first time. And just watching how much more relaxed in their body they become, like from even just like they're up here and now they're down here. And it's such a natural progression. It didn't require any direct coaching on like, here's how to love your body, here's how to be more present. Like you said, like even executing certain moves requires that a level of presence, or you could be flat on your face. So, from the little, I mean, you'll come over and tell me, you know, if you just engage your hip right now, that's going to make the whole difference. And then I'm thinking about my hip, and now I'm like, I'm more mind body connected just from thinking about that differently. So it's, yeah, I can't like praise it enough. I brag about vertical fusion all the time. What is it, you know, your approach with someone, you know, is new to the studio, new to pole dancing, and you can sense they're a little unsure or nervous. What's kind of the way that you coach them, or even teach your teachers to coach them into just enjoying it? And then, what do you notice in your students from day one to like a few months down the line?
Yeah. You know, I feel like one of the big things when I started vertical fusion, and as it's sort of evolved over the years, one of the biggest things to me was that we create a culture of acceptance, you know, body acceptance. Anything about yourself is more about coming to accept it versus hating it and trying to change it. I wanted our program to be a place where people can forget about all of the social pressures of being or looking or feeling a certain way. Like, I just wanted it to be a place where you could just be your damn self. Like, just be yourself. I'm gonna cry. Sorry. I always mess up interviews.
No, it's so true. I mean, I was bawling at the showcase, so.
I know, right?
Yeah.
I am notorious for, I'm a Pisces, and I cry at every interview that I do about my studio, because it's so important to me. Deep breath. I really try to create this culture. I never in my images try to portray that this is something that you have to do to undo things that you've done, whether it's eating or, you know, whatever it is. I have a strict policy that we never talk about, we're going to burn this many calories, or, you know, today is going to be butt lift day, or, you know what I mean? Like, I really, really, it was so important to me that not be the focus. I didn't want that
to distract from the joy that can be found through this movement. And I think it can, it can happen if you're not careful. I think continuing to create a space that is different from the outside world, because the outside world is nothing but that. And so that was really, really important to me, was to create that culture of just accepting yourself and loving yourself the way that you are today. And any changes that happen from there are just like, great, awesome, bonus. But like, just love yourself for today, for what you are and who you are and what you look like today. And that was really, really important to me. And I feel like we've successfully built that culture. And then as far as like, you know, being able to continue that, you know, we talk about that in our trainings. You know, I do all my instructor trainings. I handpick my instructors. And when we do our trainings, we do talk about things like, you know, if you have a class and you have a plus size person in your class, know first off that the experience of that class is going to be way more valuable than anything you teach them on the pole. So you are going to be proactive and you're going to start with the most gentle movement for everybody. That person's not going to get singled out. Everybody in the class is going to do a more gentler version of a move. And that's just so that everybody will feel successful and feel amazing when they leave, because that's the point. That's the point. Everybody will have the rest of their life to get good at pole. And I just want people to smile. I want them to enjoy the class first and foremost. And what comes on the pole, what happens on the pole comes later. And it's very individualized. And so I try to stress that it's every experience is your own. It's very personalized, and it can be very personalized. And this is actually where I focus most of my training with my instructors, is how to just create that great experience for every person.
Yeah, you can feel it too. Like, I love that. I didn't even know you intentionally asked not to focus on things like calories and let's get a bikini bum or whatever. but you can feel it when you're there. You really, people come to the studio and it's hard to leave. Like, you don't plan to go to three classes in a row, but it's because you love the classes, but you've also created a community where we just want to be around each other. And in a way that you don't get that way, you don't get to relax like that in most spaces, especially sitting there half naked, you know, like the pole, you got to stick to the pole. So it's better often you're in really short shorts or you're in your bra and you're not even thinking about it. You're just like, and you're hunched over. If your belly rolls over, you don't care. I don't know if, like, you just can't grasp how special it is until you're there. It's why when we were doing this summer, I was like, we have to talk to Melanie. Like, everyone has to know about this. You mentioned at the beginning, you know, the taboos around pole dancing. And yes, there still are people who are like, what? And I know that's come a long ways. What has that journey been like for you, especially starting at a time when people had certain views of what pole dancing meant? And just kind of like harmful views of even that has to mean anything negative at all. So what was that like for you? And do you notice people in your own world have come a long ways in their own perceptions of pole dancing and any kind of exotic dancing or women just doing what they want with their bodies?
Yeah, no, absolutely. For me, on a personal level, I'll start there. The stigma was really difficult. I come from a Christian family, a Christian upbringing, and I have to be honest in saying that it was probably confusing to my family at the very least. And I feel like had it been any other type of business, like any sort of like mainstream business, even just a fitness, like a gym, like a more mainstream fitness program, I personally feel like I would have had a lot more support and encouragement from my family and friends. But because it is that it, you know, especially back then, was especially taboo, and it was like the dark secret, like, oh, she does fitness, she teaches fitness, when it would come up in conversations. And, you know, and that was, it was painful, but at the same time, I got it, like, I understood, and it was, I just knew that it was, it meant that I had to stay focused on where my support was in order to push past that, you know. It did play with my head a little bit in the beginning, and I really was kind of questioning whether or not I was being a bad influence, honestly. Like, I was like, maybe I am, maybe I, you know, maybe this isn't the appropriate thing to be doing, you know, to be driving women to this activity where they're half naked and flaunting and like proud of their bodies and accepting of their sexuality. And I was like, did you just hear yourself? Like, what? Of course you should be. Like, it just took a little while for me to really get grounded in that and just, you know, really affirm all the things that I was doing for myself. And I do see it. I've seen people leave the studio because of it, whether it's their job or a loved one who just cannot get behind it. Even like jealous spouses who are uncomfortable with their partner being half naked. And I also found, though, that some friends, family, significant others were also threatened by it, because they see the transformation that's happening and they see this person starting to shine who wasn't shining before. And I think sometimes people start to get threatened by it, and then they can't get behind it, you know, or they insist that they not do it anymore for whatever reasons. Oh, well, I'm sick of my coworkers calling my wife a stripper or whatever, you know. And sometimes I think in the reality, it's just that they can't handle what's happening, you know, like it's very powerful. But I also think that it is why people get addicted as well, because you are very vulnerable. Like you said, you know, you're half naked. All of your body flaws are out there for your peers to see. And you also then have the external world, you know, pressuring you about the stigma. And that, and it really is like, it's almost like a test of like, you know, how much do you need this? How much do you want this? Like, you really, and people kind of go up and down. I'll be honest. Like, sometimes people are like, I can't do it. And then they come back, you know, and they're like, but I need it, you know? So it is, there's a test of your own, it tests you basically. I'm like, well, what do you believe? Do you believe this is bad? Do you believe this is good for you? It really tests your own beliefs. But then I also noticed that the community becomes super bonded and super close, because we have that in common. You know, we're all in that same boat. And we can go to the studio and be like, do you know what my mom said about my pole dancing video? Or, you know, and so you have that connection. And so then you find that support there, and that becomes addicting, you know, like that becomes something that you have to have in your life. And I see best friendships develop in the studio because of this. And the community, as you know, is just intensely strong.
Yeah. I moved to Colorado from Oregon, and working as many hours as I do from home, it was very challenging to meet people and rebond. And I left some very close friendships. And it wasn't until Vertical Fusion that I was like, people that I cannot wait to be around. I am excited to go to the studio every, no matter how tired I am. It inserts energy in a natural way. It's such a beautiful process. I think it's been fascinating to see, even I brought my mom to the showcase, and it just made sense to her finally. She's like, oh, I love this. This is amazing. Because the crowd is so amazing and support, like, you've created this, not just community of dancers, but the people behind the dancers and in their lives. And there is that joke that Ginger made, you know, like what it's like to be a pole dancer's partner. It, like, that comes with its own level of you know, you're a part of this community too. You have a role.
So
that's a transformation, because you're creating something that we do in coaching, but we don't necessarily see the experiences people go out and have. We're sitting there one-on-one, or we're teaching classes, and you're like in it. You're in their lives and in the moment that those transformations are taking place. And it brings up all the possibilities for working with people. You know, if all the new coaches watching this, or people curious about it who are like, I don't know if I want to do one-on-one, there's other ways that you can actually impact people's lives and be creative and bring what you love into it. You know, it and that's what I feel pole dancing has done in such a cool way. Do you have a moment, or like a favorite story, maybe a favorite student story or a favorite personal story that really stands out to you, that reminds you of like why you love this world and why you're staying committed to it?
Yeah. I can't say necessarily that I have a favorite, because they are all so amazing and I hear them all the time. I hear it on a daily basis. You know, people, even if it's just a little thing here and there, well, before pole dancing, I used to, you know, really hate this about myself or whatever, but there are also those really intimate moments where people will come to me and be just in tears and share that they were suicidal. This was kind of like the last thing. They're like, I just, you know, I need something, and it turned their life around, or, you know, healing from eating disorders, or getting out of a bad marriage, or even things like just changing jobs or changing their line of work. I hear it all the time. You know, people get out of abusive relationships, and people make it a point to pull me aside at some point and to say thank you. And I think that a lot of people realize that there's a lot of sacrifice that goes into this business, in terms of like a clinical business model. This is not a great business model. You know, income is capped because we have equipment, and so we can't fill classes like a Zumba class, you know, and it's expensive to keep this business going. And so it really truly is a labor of love. And I think, and I feel like people understand that, you know, I think people understand that. And I feel like a lot of the times people will come to me and share these things, one, because obviously they want to share this experience with them, but I also feel like in a little way, it's a plea, like, please, please keep this going. Like, please don't, you know, don't ever give up. And please know the work that you're doing and what you created here and what your instructors are doing is so important. And it matters to a lot of people's lives. And I feel like people really feel the need to share that with me all the time. It is what keeps us going. It really is. And my husband, over the years, obviously has gotten to know so many people at the studio. And we joke around. I'm like, if it weren't for the studio, I don't think you would have friends anymore either, because like all of his social life is also kind of transitioned to just being in this community, you know, significant others, and then also, you know, people that go to the studio. And over the years, he has seen what a difference it has made in so many people's lives. And he's also met like the coolest people ever. Like, we know the coolest people ever, the sweetest people, the most generous people, the most uplifting people, the most accepting people in this community. It's insane. I feel like it's almost like this very mysterious place. Like, how did we all culminate into this one place? Like, it's magical, and it's pretty intense. Like, when I think about it, and even my husband's like, we got to do what we got to do to keep it going. Cause sometimes it's hard to keep it going, you know, in terms of the finances and stuff. And thank God for him, because so much of it is because of his support. You know, he builds the studios, and
he maintains them, and you know, he puts the trusses up for the showcases and that sort of thing. And so it really is a labor of love, and it's because it has to happen. It just has to be.
Yes, I'm so glad too. and that like why, well, there's two parts to that. When you're we have so many people in our community who are taking these big risks to start new careers, and at any stage, you know, from age 20 to 75, like they're just realizing, if I don't do this, I'm going to neglect a big part of who I am or what I came here to do. And it's so helpful to hear from other individuals in this world of like, how do you stick with it? How do you keep showing up when it's so hard to keep showing up? And that why is so strong. And also the support you have is amazing. And your husband is phenomenal. Just such a kind person, and like the way he, you know, shows up for you. And it is couple goals. That hashtag were ever true. Yeah, like everything about it is, it's just showing so much of like how healing can happen when you're not trying to heal necessarily, just by honoring yourself and honoring what's true for you and not saying no to it, saying yes. And man, like since I came, the studio has grown and expanded. And so I'm always, you know, curious, like, okay, where is this going? So do you have a vision for Vertical Fusion or for yourself in pole dancing or dance or this world down the line? Or is it just kind of evolving as it evolves for you?
Well, obviously I want to keep sharing it. I want to share it more and more and just keep expanding it, our reach, you know. Especially just, you know, now that it's been almost a decade and just really realizing how important it is for the people who come to our studio. It wants me to just like, you know, continue to expand and to share it. So that's definitely something that's always, you know, in my goals, you know, is just to continue to grow and build. The other thing is also, though, keeping that community feel. I don't want it to get so commercialized that we lose that, you know, because that is the best part of Vertical Fusion, I think, is to walk in and be amongst family. So I want to grow and I want to expand, but I also want to keep that family feel, that tribe feel. And honestly, just it happens kind of organically. I think, you know, we started, you know, very small, and obviously I had these visions about what the culture was going to be, and, you know, and that culture has just flourished, not just through the people who come to work at Vertical Fusion, but through the students. Like, you all are manifesting that as well, because I feel like that's what we're attracting. We're attracting these people who are looking for this in their life. And it's just multiplying and multiplying and multiplying. And so I just want to keep that going. Obviously, I want to stay on top of my skills and continue to provide at a functional level the best training that we can, because it is also still a huge aspect, you know, of why people come. I would like to get a little bit more, I'd like to dig in deeper into a little bit more of like the mind-body connection, and finding more opportunities to present more connected movement, like connected with yourself, connected with the people in the room, a little bit more organic. I'll never do away with the technique classes, but I do want to find things that are a little bit more soulful, you know, in terms of movement. And so when we have that now, but I would like to develop that more. And obviously we have a great training program, and so we have very talented people at Vertical Fusion as well. And we have people who love to perform. And I think that's a huge part of transformation, and that confidence, right? Is like getting up on a stage or not, even just dancing in front of your peers can be like that huge thing that really takes people to that next level helpful in terms of like feeling confident. Explore a little bit more in terms of opportunity for performers, for people to share their talents and the skills that they've learned, and to continue to build that confidence and to share. It's also a really great way to get the word out about Vertical Fusion. Like you said, I hear that all the time about the shows, that people will come and sometimes they're a little skeptical, and they feel that intense love that's like in the room, and it's like, wow, what is this? Like, this is amazing. And like, yes, people get it. People get it. So those are kind of the things that I want to keep doing. I just want to keep developing Vertical Fusion, continuing to make it great. So yeah, I think I feel like we're in a really exciting time. Like, I feel like we have a really great thing going, and that it's truly just going to get better.
Yes, I believe it. For anyone who's curious about, you know, doing any kind of pole dance or even aerial or anything in this realm, and they haven't quite stepped into it yet, what would you recommend to them, or what kind of words of wisdom do you think would be helpful, knowing what it was like for you in that transition into like, I'm gonna go for it and do this?
Well, I know, like, for me, I try to put as much information out there for our beginners to feel comfortable, because it can be really intimidating. I think people have a lot of preconceived notions about what it's going to be. Either it's going to feel like social media kind of stuff, where it's like, what I look like, what I wear, you know, all of that kind of stuff, where it feels kind of judgy. And so I feel like there's that fear. And then I also think there's the fear of like, I'm not strong enough, or I need to lose weight before I go, or, you know, like just all these little voices that are like, you're not going to be able to do it, you know, whatever they may be. And so I try to present in like our website and our social media and stuff like that, an environment that is not intimidating, because I think that's, for most people, that's what it is. It's like, I don't know if I can do this, or I don't know if it's going to feel good, and, you know, am I going to hate it? And so I would say the best thing is just like, be informed, call, stop in, come meet us, you know, it can really kind of take the edge off. But I'm hoping that I've done an effective job in terms of, you know, our image and like really portraying who we are in our community and how accepting and supportive our community is. The rest will come. Like, yes, we do this because it's challenging for our bodies, and that in and of itself can be transformative. But more importantly, it's like something for you. It's like, it's time for you. If nothing else, just come in and have an hour to yourself, you know, like that's basically what it comes down to, you know, make it what you want it to be. We're there to just try to give you the best experience that you can have for that hour, so that you can, you know, not think about all the things in the outside world. So I think like having an open mind and really trying to push past that fear, that intimidation, because I hear that all the time. This is nothing like what I thought it was going to be. This is totally different from what I thought it was going to be. This is so fun. I can't wait to come back. And so I think, you know, like I said, hopefully I put enough information out there, but, you know, I don't know that all studios do. And so it does kind of come down to like really just biting the bullet and getting in there, you know. I mean, we have to take risks, but it's always worth it, you know, even if it is a situation where it ended up being intimidating or whatever. Like, you know, I'm a believer that if you take risks, it's going to be worth it. You will gain something. There will be a good experience regardless.
Yes. There's an airplane flying overhead. yeah, if you have that voice in the back of your head over and over, like, I'm thinking about it, I'm curious, with anything really, you know, if you're looking into coaching, if you're looking into Reiki, like all of these different things we sit with for a long time and try to filter through the reasons why not. And yeah. Sometimes, you know, just take the leap, walk in the door, try the first thing. The first thing is to show up intro class, see how that goes. And then your world just opens up. For people who definitely want to find you and you know, see what you're up to online, if they're in Colorado, come to your studios, what would you say would be the best place for them to go?
Well, definitely our website is the best place to go. It has all the information about, like, what do I wear and what do I bring and, you know, very logistical things. But it also, I think you'll, you know, through our testimonials and stuff, you'll get a good sense of who we are, who our community is. Obviously, social media, the Vertical Fusion social media pages are great. You can kind of get a glimpse into some of the classes and our instructors and that sort of thing. And then my page is my personal page. I try to promote Vertical Fusion and the things that I do and my movement practice on my page. And obviously a lot of the stuff you'll see is advanced. But I feel like it also gives you a sense of like Vertical Fusion, and it is also my journey. Like a lot of what I put up is about my journey, and you can kind of see, I go through like little waves where I'm like, I'm feeling like I really need a little more sexy in my life right now. And so there'll be more heels videos, and then there'll be moments where I'm like trying to process something, and you'll see like, I'll do more like modern dance style movement. And then I'll be like, you know, I just feel like, you know, my body's feeling great. And that's when you'll see like more acrobatic stuff on my page. So it may be entertaining for people to see those things, but it's kind of, you know, true to life. I feel like everybody kind of goes through those waves in their movement practice, you know, depending on what you're going through in life. And so I think it's beneficial for that. And of course, you know, I love to interact with people. So I'm happy to answer questions and chat with anybody who wants to reach out through social media. Absolutely, 100% would love to hear from people. So either through the studio or through my personal page would be great.
Awesome. And we'll have all that in the description. Melanie, thank you so much for this conversation, for taking the time to do this. I know you have to like go teach class now, which I wish I could be there, but I am in New York. But yes, I'm very grateful. I know a lot of people will get so much out of this. And I just want to offer you my gratitude in so many ways for being my teacher and for showing up and offering this kind of wisdom to everyone here watching.
Well, thank you. And thank you for the opportunity to talk about this, because as you know, I love it. And I think it's really important that people at least have the opportunity to hear about it, you know, and then make a choice for themselves. But, you know, we have to get the word out. So I appreciate you very much giving me the platform to do that.
Yes. And thank you everyone else for being here and taking the time out of your day. We appreciate it. And we'll see you next time.